in just a minute, it's the weekly chance for our panelists to lie in your faces. If you'd like to play our game, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, it's time to ask you some more questions from the week's news. Sue, important news about the history of technology. The remains of the Irish Bogman, a man who died about 2,300 years ago, his body perfectly preserved in an Irish bog, shows that even back then, humans made use of what?
Hair gel.
Yes, very good.
There were two of them, weren't there? I thought one of them used hair gel and the other one was 6'6".
That's true.
Proving that he was the tallest Iron Age man ever found.
Tallest Irishman ever found.
Although it turns out...
It was two people stuck together.
No, it turns out the second guy was using lifts. This is true. It's not only hair gel, it's imported hair gel. Anthropologists assume that the Irish bogman, as the corpse is sometimes called, was a rich noble of some sort because he could afford to style his hair with a tree resin imported from France. He died in some sort of violent altercation. Maybe somebody called somebody else a metrosexual. Things got out of hand. Paula, a British man was trying to show his friends at the pub how, as a teenager, he accidentally got his private parts caught in a mousetrap. Well, in the course of demonstrating the feat, he did what?
Got his private parts caught in a mousetrap.
Yes, he did.
Why was he carrying around a mousetrap?
Well, that's the funny thing. Gary Telford is now 32. He was telling his mates at the pub about his mousetrap incident when a friend happened to find a mousetrap. Said Mr. Telford, quote, "I was quite drunk, so I undid my flies and walked over to the trap. I really didn't mean to set the trap off again, but I stumbled and it went. I must be the only bloke in Britain to have caught my bits in a mousetrap not once, but twice."
He's lucky he had the chance to do it a second time.
Right? I know. This is his moment of glory. He would have lived his life in obscurity with only an odd secret scar. But now, the world knows his name.
I'm going to stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you.